Hi there, and welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Our reading, titled Be Still, was written by Kimya Loder. After I'd gotten settled into the chamber, my body floating comfortably above the water, the room went dark, and the gentle music that had been playing in the background went silent. I'd read that isolation tanks were therapeutic, offering relief for stress and anxiety. But this was like nothing I'd ever encountered. It felt like the chaos of the world had stopped, and I could clearly hear my innermost thoughts. I left the experience balanced and rejuvenated, reminded that there is power in stillness. We can rest most comfortably in the stillness of the presence of God, who renews our strength and grants us the wisdom we need to tackle the challenges we face each day. When we're still, silencing the noise and removing distractions in our lives, He strengthens us so we can hear His gentle voice more clearly. While sensory deprivation chambers are certainly one form of stillness, God offers us a simpler way to spend uninterrupted time with Him. In Matthew 6:6, Jesus says, "When you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father." God will guide our steps and allow His righteousness to shine brightly through us when we seek the answers to life's challenges in the stillness of His magnificent presence. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Psalm 37, verses 5 through 7. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in Him, and He will do this. He will make your righteous reward shine like the dawn, your vindication like the noonday sun. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Do not fret when people succeed in their ways, when they carry out their wicked schemes. Let's pray. Dear Father, it's so easy to get caught up in the fast pace of life. Help us take time to just be still and learn to make room for You in everything we do. Thank You, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name is Tony Collier, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.